Okay, so you're ready to be available to God. You know his way is better. You tell him that you're open. And then he starts to move you in a direction that just does not make sense. Maybe he's asking you to do something that seems way out of your financial means. Maybe he's moving you into a job or a business that you do not feel equipped for. Maybe he's put a burden on your heart and you don't know why. Maybe you feel like he's taking you in a totally different direction than your degree or even the passion that you initially felt. Enter Joshua. Joshua was a skilled military leader, but that is not why God used him in such a mighty way. Joshua was fully surrendered to the Lord, even when the directions didn't make sense. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur podcast and video stream. As you know, you can now catch these on YouTube as well at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. Our mission here is to walk with you through entrepreneurship in faith and step into the full purpose that God has for you and your business. We want to help you align your mind and business biblically. We want you to take God-sized steps of obedience because we know that he blesses faith, and we want to cover your business in prayer. My name is Jen Kleiber, founder of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host on this ongoing conversation on faith in business. So if you are a faith-filled entrepreneur, or if you feel God leading you in that direction, then you, my friend, have come to the right place. And as you probably know, the Fight Fear with Faith Bible Study Bundle pre-sale is now over. However, for a limited time, actually this week is the last week for this, for podcast listeners, you can use the coupon code FAITHFILLED, one word, and still get the bundle at the pre-sale price. So this is basically getting three Bible studies for the price of two. So you can head to jenkleiber.com/Bible studies, use the coupon code FAITHFILLED, and check that out. But in the bundle, we walk through three ordinary people that God uses in incredible ways: Esther, Joshua, and Nehemiah. So today, as you can probably tell, we are going to walk through a little bit more of Joshua's journey. Now, as part of the Fight Fear with Faith bundle, each Bible study is 4 weeks long, and you get a video introduction to go with each. So as you can imagine, we dive in pretty deeply to the context and scripture around each person. So let's dig into Joshua a little bit more today. Okay, so I know that you are the kind of faith-filled entrepreneur that wants to take faith-sized risks and see massive growth. I know that you want to operate in joy and in peace, not in stress, not in overwhelm. And I know that you want to have the clarity and the guidance that only comes from the Holy Spirit. And you can do all of these things through Christ, right? But being an entrepreneur is hard. There are so many skills to learn, so many new problems to solve every day, right? It is so easy to get overwhelmed and to lose our focus. And this can make us feel totally stuck and just not equipped. And then what happens when the assignment that we've been given, the assignment that starts burning in our spirit, just doesn't make sense, or you don't know the next steps? Have you ever been there? I can just only imagine what the Israelites felt, right? They had been promised this land, but their parents and their grandparents had continually strayed from the Lord. So this generation had basically grown up wandering the desert. They knew that it was time to move into the promised land. They knew that Joshua was going to take them there, but there were still a lot of people that they had to conquer in order to take this land, right? And that was fine. They were ready. They'd spent their whole lives getting ready for this moment, right? And then there's the Jordan River that they have to cross. Now, at the time that they are moving into Canaan, moving into the land to conquer it, it is the season of harvest. And so because of this season, the Jordan River is actually overflowing, right? It is a rushing river, not just a little shallow thing. And Joshua has to get 2 million Israelites across this river. I have to think about this situation, right? And this isn't in the Bible. This is just in my head. So there's that caveat. But I imagine that there are men who are putting their heads down trying to solve this problem, right? Can we build a bridge? Can we build a boat? How are we going to get all of these people over? And Joshua is told by the Lord, nope, I just want you to have the priests take the ark and go put their feet in the river, right? So Joshua gets all 2 million people ready to cross the Jordan with the only plan being that the priests are going to take the ark, put their feet in. And then, of course, God shows up and once again, he parts the water and the people cross while those four priests just stand there holding the ark in the middle of the river. I imagine that God had to give them some supernatural strength and stamina to do that, right? And then he had them build an altar to remember that he had once again parted the water for them to walk through. So here's my question for you. Has God ever told you to go to the river, so to speak? Maybe it seemed like a daunting task, even an impossible one. And maybe you only got the first step, right? So the plan just didn't make sense. It wasn't logical at all. If I'm being transparent, we are going through a time like that right now in our family. And reading Joshua and studying Joshua is such a solid reminder that this is just how God operates sometimes. I tell this story in a little more depth in the video series for the Joshua Bible study, but back in January, I did a time of prayer and fasting with my church, which I cannot recommend enough, even if your church doesn't do it. And during this time, the Lord really gave me some clarity on the direction to take with the responsive classroom, which is another business of mine. And that was basically to step away from writing the book that I was writing, step away from spending time on marketing for that business, and step away from traveling. And this was not an easy decision for a number of reasons, but one of those reasons being that logistically, the responsive classroom makes up the majority of my family's income. Now, I totally had a piece about this, although there were tears, but I knew the Lord was leading me in a different direction, and he affirmed this in so many ways, and he brought the opportunity for us to buy our first flip house. He also shifted my focus more to the faith-filled entrepreneur. Around this time, I also felt very strongly and somewhat suddenly that I needed to move my son, who's going into eighth grade, to a Christian school. This decision did not come lightly. I've always been a public school advocate, but was affirmed just in more ways than I could count. Also, his baseball team is going to the World Series in Florida, which is super fun, but it happens to fall on the week of our youth camp for our church, which is my son's favorite thing. So I was praying about this, and another camp came to mind, and as he does, the Lord really confirmed this decision about this other camp. And so Tate is headed to this camp here in a few weeks, which is more expensive, but also an incredible opportunity that I think is really going to pay dividends back and have a lifelong impact on Tate's spiritual walk. So in a nutshell, all of this to say, friends, that I basically have quit what brings in the income and spent more money in the past 4 months than I made in my first 3 years of teaching. And God has continued to provide. Now, did we do fundraising for the Florida trip? Heck yes. Am I working hard at the tasks that he's put before me? Oh yes. But I have such a peace, and so does my family, because he's just been so clear on the steps that we're supposed to take. Now, I'm not going to lie. I have freak out moments, okay? I'm human. But God will definitely get the glory for this victory. So I just keep thanking him, right? Because I know that because we are taking steps of faith, I'm expecting a big return. I'm expecting financial provision, yes. And more importantly, I'm expecting kingdom impact, right? From the businesses that he has me focusing on right now, for the investment in Tate and in Tate's spiritual walk. I'm expecting a big return on that. So I say all that because here's the thing about Joshua's story. Circling back around, crossing the Jordan River was only the beginning of his quest, right? They hadn't even gotten to Jericho yet. And we all know that story, right? Once God gave Joshua directions and he was obedient, God shows up again and again and again, and he continues to win battle after battle after battle, but he also continues to give Joshua directions that don't always make sense, right? But Joshua was obedient and he comes out victorious. Also, because God shows up in ways that only God can, God gets the glory for those things, not Joshua. This doesn't happen when we stay in a place of comfort or we stay in a place of obedience. So friends, I don't know about you, but that's not where I want my business. I don't want my business in a place of comfort. I don't want my place, my business in a place where everything makes sense, right? I want my business in a place where I'm walking in faith. I want my life in a place where we are walking in faith. And I want to look back and I want to remember and see where God showed up in incredible ways because I got out of the way and said, okay, this is on you, Lord, but I will follow. So I want to give you just a few reminders out of the word. The first verse that I want to read to you is out of James, actually, James 1, 22 through 25. And I'm reading this out of this Bible study for Joshua. It says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free and you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. So y'all, I just want to encourage you to get into the word and follow those steps because that is where God's going to put that blessing on you. Okay, and then of course the most popular verse out of Joshua, Joshua 1, 6 through 8, be strong and courageous for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the left or to the right, then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed. Right? How incredible is that? How incredible that God gives us this promise, right? That when we are obedient, when we stick to the word, when we are living in a place of surrender and living in a place of faith, then everything that we do is going to succeed because we're going to be walking in his will. And then the last thing that I want to read to you, Joshua 1:9, this is my command. Once again, he tells them, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And so remember those freak out moments that I said that I have? This is what gives me peace, is that I know that the Lord has gone before me, he's behind me, and he's right with me. So what is our job? Act in obedience, step out in faith, and follow God's word. He will do the rest, friend. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, I pray for each person who is listening. I pray that that you would move them to take big steps of faith, that you would act in their lives, that they would see you working, that they would take those risks, that they would know that you were with them wherever they go, and that they would find their courage and their strength in that. Lord, I know that you have big plans for us. I know that you have a big kingdom impact for each one of us. And so I pray that you would give us the strength and the availability to step into that purpose. Thank you for loving us. Help us to be more like you every day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, friends. So don't forget, for this week only, this is the last week, as a podcast listener, you can still get the pre-sale price for the Fight Fear with Faith bundle, the Bible study bundle, even though that pre-sale is over. So just head to jenkleiber.com/Bible studies and use the coupon code FAITHFILLED. That link is also in the show notes and will be in the stories and social and on Instagram. Y'all, please download, subscribe, share. this episode and if it blesses you, I would be so grateful if you would write a short review. We know that we need faith leading business more than ever. So blessings, friend.